السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى said and say يعني command. Allah is addressing Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to tell the people. وقل and say اعملوا, do the action. Do the amal. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. So that Allah will see your action and His Rasul. The reason why I have recited this ayah, Alhamdulillah, we have this monthly program happening. And there is a lot of work done behind the scene. MashaAllah, many of our brothers, they work hard for this program to be successful. As you know, Alhamdulillah, we already have tafsir on Friday, right? We already have hadith, dars of hadith on Tuesdays, both locations here and also at California. And we already have madrasa here. Every day we have madrasa. The students, they do tahfidh. And those who are doing alim course, they are studying books every day, both boys and girls. On the weekends, we have madrasa for girls as well. So every day we are already doing this. Right? Every day we are already doing this. Then why we have a separate monthly program? The purpose of this program is to bring everybody together. Those who come on weekdays, those who come on weekends, those who come on Fridays, those who come on Tuesdays, those who for some reason are not able to come one day or another day, men, women, young, old, everybody, we want them to be together. And then see how we can bring deen into our life. As Mufti Sahab was mentioning, this requires constant fikr to see how the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal can be in our life. Deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is related to our iman. So how our perceptions about life, our views about the purpose of life, our values, our thought process, how it can be in alignment with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deen also includes ibadat, our salah, our fasting, zakat, hajj, everything. So how that can be in accordance with the teachings of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deen also includes our muamalat, how we live our life, how we buy, how we sell, how we earn money, how we spend money. That is as important as praying salah. A person prays salah every day, but he doesn't care about halal and haram. He doesn't care about what he's eating, what he's not eating. Is he in alignment with the deen? No. That is very important. That's why one of the important pillars of this institute, Rahmat-e Alam Foundation, is the work of halal. Raising awareness about the importance of halal. Unfortunately, up to now, many of the brothers and many of the sisters who come regularly here, they do not know the importance of halal. Up to now, I am not talking about those who are not aware of Rahmat Alam Foundation or Sharia Board. I am not talking about that, because those who don't know, they don't know. I am talking about the people who come here regularly. Up to now, they have not realized the importance of halal. How do we know this? Because this is a big claim, right? I'm saying something, so I have to be careful. The reason why I'm saying is this, because we see people who come here regularly, buy anything from anywhere and eat. Our own people are buying anything from anywhere, getting anything from anywhere, eating anything from anywhere. So that means we have not understood the purpose of this idara. We have not realized up to now the importance of halal. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give him siha and afiya and long life. He dedicated about 3 decades of his life. He dedicated about 3 decades of his life away from his family. For what? To eat halal himself? If Hazrat Mufti Sahib wanted to eat halal himself, he can ask anybody to go somewhere and slaughter something. Believe me, people can every week can slaughter a goat or a cow for him. I know some of our brothers, may Allah reward them. Hazrat, he used to eat paan, right? And paan was not easily available, because that specific Hyderabadi paan is not easily available here in Chicago. Some brothers used to drive all the way to Canada. I know. Obviously, Hazrat did not tell them to do that. Hazrat would never say that, because Hazrat does not like to put anybody into trouble for his own purpose. But because of their love, some brothers, they used to drive all the way to Canada just to bring paan for Hazrat. So if Hazrat wanted to eat halal himself, do you think nobody can get halal meat for him? Believe me, every week somebody can slaughter a goat for him. Every week somebody can slaughter few chickens or a sheep or a cow for him, and he will be all right. Why did he have to dedicate his 3 decades of his life to save the iman of the Muslims in America? Halal is related to our iman, my brothers. Halal is related to the protection of our iman. Why we have this whole process of Sharia Board and Halal Monitoring Service, HMS, right? Now, as we are speaking now, some brothers from Sharia Board, they are in Canada. They are in Canada. They are traveling. Believe me, it costs a lot of money to travel, right? It takes 3, 4, 5 days away from family. And a lot of traveling, a lot of driving, a lot of hassle. For what? Because meat is being imported from there. And Muslims here are eating that meat, consuming that meat. So we have to ensure that is in accordance with the teachings of the Quran, because Allah Azza wa Jal did not allow us to eat anything. Allah Azza wa Jal has made clear instructions in the Quran. There are clear instructions about eating. There are clear instructions about drinking. There are clear instructions about hunting. Hunting. There are instructions about hunting. And almost in every book of fiqh, you will have rules for hunting as well. Many people, they do hunting, especially in summer. If they don't know the rules, they will just shoot with any gun. Even if you say Bismillah, and if you shoot, Can it be halal? Because hunting with an arrow is different from hunting with a bullet. Shooting with an arrow is different from shooting with a bullet. So we have to ask ulama whether that will make it halal or not. I assumed that doesn't help. I thought it is halal. It doesn't help in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to know for sure if it is halal or not. Right? So the purpose of this is to raise that awareness that deen of Allah Azza wa Jal has to be in our life in all aspects. And that we together, 40, 50, 100 of us, we together every week, every month, see what we can do, what I can do myself. Okay, every month we come here and we listen something, right? What can I do about it? What can I do about it to bring it into my life? And what can I do in order to bring other people onto this? If we do this, then this program is successful. If we come, listen and go, then this program is not successful. Even if we have the best biryani, may Allah reward our brothers, they work hard. And the brothers who help and volunteer for cleaning and everything, a lot of hard work, right? So every time we come, we have to realize what is it that we are taking and what is it that we are bringing into action. Did I talk to anybody about the madrasa? That there is a madrasa here? Did I talk to anybody during the last month? Did I bring one student to the madrasa? Did I encourage one family? If I tried, alhamdulillah, that is good. If I did not do anything, that means I have not realized the purpose of this gathering. Inshallah, we have summer holidays now. After summer, we are going to have a school opening. So we have a full-fledged, full-time Islamic school with a very, very low and minimum fees. Believe me, if you find out about the fees in other places, you will be shocked. In most of the places around Chicago, the fees is $900. $900. And believe me, people are paying. Alhamdulillah, we have, you know, fees which is one third of that. Right? And alhamdulillah, we have more than 130, 140 students studying in our school. And also in the madrasa, we also have together weekdays and weekend 150 students or even more. That is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what is my contribution? Did I talk to a family, Muslim family? Did I tell them that, look, there is an Islamic school here. It is better that your children go to Islamic school rather than just going to public school. Public school, you don't know what they are doing. As Mufti Sahab was mentioning, you don't know if they are standing still or if they are jumping around. Right? Because we got used to this, we find it very, you know, usual. Actually, it is very strange thing that is happening. It is very, very strange thing. I say to the brothers and also sisters, can you go to a public school and stay there for a week? Try. Go there and stay for a week from morning until the end of the school and watch your heart. How that environment affects your heart. How that environment affects your heart. Watch your heart for a week. Believe me, anybody who has sound mind, anybody who has sound heart cannot afford that environment. Because that affects your heart. Because there is a lot of ghafla there. There is a lot of masiyah, there is a lot of disobedience there. we cannot blame them because they don't know. We have to blame ourselves because we have not taught them. We have not delivered the message of Islam to them. That's why they are doing what they are doing. Right? But what about us? We know Islam. We know the Quran. We know the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And still we are just closing our eyes. And we say, no, it's okay, it doesn't matter. You know, child, I will take him to Maktab once or twice a week, and inshallah he will be all right. How is that possible? If adults can be affected, children must be affected. In fact, children, they are affected more. Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Amir of Jamiatul Ulama in India, and he was the son of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Sahab Madani, Rahmatullah Alayh, great alim and muhaddith. He came to England long time ago, and he saw that Muslims are sending their kids to public school. In public school, there is no halal, haram, there is no right, wrong. Right? You can have a boy sitting next to a girl, you can have a girl sitting next to a boy. You cannot say, well, I don't sit here. Well, this is a school, everybody is supposed to sit. How you are going to lower your gaze? How you are going to lower your gaze? Even if you lower your gaze, the person sitting next to you is half naked. Even if you look down, well, you are looking at the aura of the other person. So Hazrat said that, do you allow yourself to go to a swimming pool where there are people who are not, you know, following the sunnah libas? They don't have any haya, they don't have any modesty, and they are swimming. Do you allow yourself to be there? As Muslim men, Muslim women, do we allow ourselves to be there? Obviously not. How can you send your children there into that swimming pool where there is no haya, there is no modesty? School is same. School is same. And by video nahi nikalo bhai, we are not allowed here. Usko delete kar do. We are not supposed to take these things here. So the purpose of this is to ask ourselves, what is it that I have done? And what can I do until next month? For example, alhamdulillah, we have the madrasa where we have all the options, all the possible options, right? You want to study on weekdays, we have weekdays. You want to study on weekends, we have weekends. Alhamdulillah, for the last many years, we also have a STEM program. So, you know, I don't want my children to lose on the academics. No problem. They can study the tahfiz or alimiyat in the morning, and in the afternoon, they can study English, math, you know, physics, chemistry, whatever. So we are doing whatever we can. Now, what can I do to bring one child to madrasa? Because if you can save one child, that is better than the whole world. We are not responsible for hidayah. We are responsible for the effort. لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمْ. That Allah gives through you guidance to one person, it is better than red camels. Red camels used to be very expensive. And in another hadith, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ وَغَرُوبَتْ. That if Allah guides through you one person, it is better than everything upon which the sun has risen and the sun has set. Yet in the whole world, one person. We hear this all the time, alhamdulillah. The more we hear, the better. But did I talk to one person? Did I talk to one family? Did I encourage them that, mashallah, Allah gave you 4 children. Allah gave you 5 children. Why not 1 child for Allah? Why can't I dedicate 1 child for the service of the masjid? Right? Why can't I dedicate 1 child for the service of Islam? Why can't I dedicate 1 child for the service of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because these children, 5, 4, 2, 3, 1, they are given by Allah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah wanted, we don't have any children. Right? So if Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you 4 or 5 children, why can't we dedicate 1 child? You might say, mashallah, we have enough ulama, we have enough imams. Right? Believe me, we need imams and we need ulama. Although, mashallah, we have lot of work of tabligh, da'wat, madaris, ulama, everything. But you travel around and you will see, in many masajid there are no imams. In many communities there are no ulama. Up to now. In and around Chicago, there are many masajid, there are no imams, there are no ulama. So what about other remote areas? South Dakota, North, North Dakota, Alaska. We are not talking about those remote areas. We are talking about areas where you have abundance of Muslims. So where are we going to have these imams and these ulama from to lead the community? Well, we are not going to have any aliens. Right? Our children, they have to be ready for that. And in order for our children to be ready for that, well, we have to educate them. You educate hundreds of them, then few of them will be ready. You educate hundreds of them, then few of them will serve the purpose. This is, you know, very practical thing I am saying. You count the number of graduates every year from madaris. In Chicago, you have so many madaris, right? In New York, you have so many madaris. Buffalo, you have madaris. Canada, you have many madaris. In many other states, you have many madrasas. And every year, just in the US only, probably I would say 200-300 people are graduating as alims. Where are they going? Where are they going? Well, they are going nowhere. Because this is how it is. Every year, how many students they graduate from colleges? Every year, how many students they graduate from universities? Do all of them become doctors? Do all of them serve the community? No. Everybody will go their own way. You will have very, very few people who will have passion to serve the community. And that is also true for our community as well. In our community, we have, you know, I was going to say absence, but let me be generous. We have lack of people who have passion for the service of the community. So how we are going to fulfill that gap? Well, we have to see. So the purpose of this gathering, that we ask ourselves, did I talk to one Muslim family, at least in this surrounding, and encourage them to send 1 child to the madrasa or not? If I talked, alhamdulillah. If not, then I should try. At least 1 child through you should come to the madrasa. At least 1 child through you should come to Islamic school. Alhamdulillah, we have the halal monitoring services and Sharia board supervises around 550 entities across the US. And that is to ensure that what we are eating is halal. Right? This is a big operation. Believe me, there are brothers, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, they send a message. Many, I would say all ulama, they teach from morning until late afternoon, and then in the evening we have other services. But still, after Maghrib we will have people messaging, is this okay, is this not okay, is this at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, but sometimes you have to respond. So there are lots of you know, ulama and lots of brothers are working hard to ensure what we are eating is halal to the best of our ability, right? The perfect way to eat halal is to slaughter ourselves. But how many of us can do that? How many of us can do that? Hardly any. So we have to do what we can. Alhamdulillah, this is happening, right? We have a team of 60 people. HMS has a team of more than 60 people who are working hard. May Allah reward them. May Allah give them sahha and afiyah. And all the brothers and all our you know, responsible brothers who are helping the idara. Okay, this is happening. Now, did I talk to anybody about halal? Did I talk to anybody that as Muslims we should only eat halal? And halal, because the word halal is the most abused word. The word halal is the most abused word, because people write halal on anything. People print halal on anything. People, you know, stamp halal on anything. So, Alhamdulillah, you have verified halal, you have certified halal, which is the work of Sharia Board HMS. So did I talk to anybody about the work of HMS? That look, you know, when you buy meat, when you buy, you know, any beef, any lamb, goat, chicken, or if you buy food from any restaurant, make sure that it is certified by Sharia Board. Because if it is not certified, you don't know. If it is not certified, you don't know. Even the entities that are certified, they have to be monitored on a regular basis. It is very strange. It is very strange why they have to be monitored. Because the majority of them are owned by Muslims. Majority of these businesses are owned by Muslims, and Muslims are supposed to sell halal anyway. Muslims are supposed to sell halal only anyway. Right? So why do we have to go there every week, every other week? Why somebody has to go and check their fridge? Why somebody has to go and check their invoices? Why somebody has to find out where are they buying meat from? Why? Because unfortunately, our Muslim people, whether consumers or businessmen, both. I wouldn't blame only businessmen. Both, all of us. We are careless. We are careless. Anywhere you have cheap price, people jump there. Cheap chicken will follow chicken. Cheap lamb, run after the cheap lamb. Ajib. Right? So, this is the situation. But where am I? What is my situation? What is my stance? Did I talk to one person about halal or not? At least once a week, I should talk to one person. That look, if we want to survive as Muslims in this country, we must eat halal. If we don't eat halal, forget about being Muslim. Forget about it. There is no guarantee. My brothers, Islam is not talking. Islam is amal. Islam is amal, action. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Do the action. Do the action. Believe me, just the brothers and the sisters who come to Sharia Board on a regular basis, if we take this responsibility to raise awareness about Islamic education, to raise awareness about Islamic school, to raise awareness about halal, to raise awareness about settling our disputes in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, believe me, everybody will know about halal. Because every one of us knows at least 400-500 people. Is that right? Every one of us at least knows 400-500 people. So every one of us has that reach. Every one of us can influence 400-500 people. if we want. If we don't want, then we don't want. If we want, we can influence 400-500 people, and we can influence them to educate their children for Islam. We can influence them to eat halal. We can influence them to send their families. We can influence them to settle their disputes in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the mission. That is the mission of this idara. This idara is not like, you know, a group of people just getting together and having fun. No. This is a serious business. This is a serious business, because we are at a very difficult time. Change is happening very rapidly. What used to happen in hundreds of years, now it is happening in 2-3 years. People's habits are changing, people's attitudes are changing, people's views are changing. People are accepting, people are rejecting things very fast, very quick. Very fast and very quick. And it is, in subhanallah, it is true, everything Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is true, that when Dajjal will come, Dajjal will travel around very fast. Right? We used to think, how that is going to happen? Well, now you can travel very fast. Now ideas are traveling very fast. Change is happening very fast, very quick. If it is in matters of dunya, okay. But what if the change is in matters of deen? If people believe in something and then disbelieve in something. If people accept something and then reject something very fast. Believe me, that's very dangerous. And that's why in some hadith it is mentioned, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person will be a believer in the morning and will be a kafir in the evening. وَلْعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. A person is believer in the morning. He got awake in the morning as a believer. In the evening, he is a kafir, wal'ayadu billah. He was a believer in the evening. He was a believer in the evening. But you never know, at night he listened to a podcast. At night, he listened to a podcast. He listened to a debate. He listened to a discussion. There are so many people are doing da'wat. So many people are inviting to their own beliefs, to their own, you know, perceptions about life, right? Market is open for everybody. So a person will be a believer in the evening, but by the time the morning comes, he is a kafir, wal'ayadu billah. This rapid change comes with a big responsibility, and that responsibility is on our shoulders. That responsibility is on our shoulders. Every one of us, man, woman, young, old, brother, sister, right? Every one of us should take some responsibility. Believe me, if we take some responsibility, we are not doing any favor to anybody. We are protecting ourselves. We are protecting ourselves. Because when you give da'wah, actually you are addressing to yourself first. Because the person who gives da'wah to others, others will not give him da'wah. If you are busy inviting others, then nobody will approach you. If you just sit and do nothing, well, we are vulnerable. Anybody will pull us in this direction, in that direction. Believe me, we are being pulled in all directions, online and also offline. Online, even offline. Even, you know, in communities where you have majority of Muslims, non-Muslims are giving da'wah to their religion. openly, because this is a free world, right? Anybody can say anything, anybody can have any beliefs. So in Muslim communities where you have, mashallah, you know, many masajis, many musallas, many madrasas, you see people are going, coming, you have Muslim presence. Even in such environment, there are people who are openly inviting Muslims to other religions. We are very weak, subhanallah, and we are so shy, we cannot invite our own brothers to the masjid. We feel so shy. I don't know why. We are so weak and so shy, our own people, we cannot invite them to madrasa. Why can't I say that, brother, Allah gave you 4 children. Protect these children. These are blessings. Your children are amana, are trust. Your children are your, you know, future. How Islam will remain in your family until the day of judgment? If we cannot protect the Islam of our immediate generation, if we cannot protect the Islam and the Iman of 2-3 generations after us, how can we think about, you know, protecting Islam until the last day? That is a mere wish. We have become so weak that we are not talking among ourselves. We know very well our neighbors, what they are doing, what is happening, what they are eating, what they are not eating. We know very well what is happening with their kids. They come to the masjid, they don't come to the masjid. We know very well, but we don't bother to talk to them. It is very strange. Very strange. My brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Quran, He encouraged us to do amal. Just before I conclude, today during the Jum'ah, I talked about the importance of managing our money. So one thing that we can teach our children is to manage their money. Why is it important? Because if our children do not learn the value of money and do not learn how to manage their money, they are going to go into haram. Our children, they must know how the money is earned, and they must know how the money should be spent. In the Quran, we have teachings for everything, and we also have teachings for managing money. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. What is, you know, spoiling our new generation is lack of awareness about money. Our children think that I can ask anything, I should get anything. I can demand anything, I should get anything. Right? And then we don't realize, is it worth, is it not worth, is it necessary, is it not necessary. We just buy anything. And we use it for a week, for 2 weeks, and then we throw it away. Is that right? When the money that you have earned in a halal way, if that is wasted like that, what is going to happen if you need money? If you need money, either you earn it in a wrongful way, because the money you have earned in a halal way is very limited. The money you can earn in a halal way is very limited. So it has to be valued. Halal must be valued and must be looked after. Unfortunately, we have the habit and we have the culture of spending, buying, 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 buying. We are buying things we don't need. We are buying things we don't require. Our children are buying clothes which they don't wear. They are buying toys which they don't play with. What I am saying, does it relate to anybody? So what is happening? The money is going just down the drain. So in order to have more money, either we have to earn in an unlawful way, because halal is very limited, or we have to borrow money. People are doing either of these two things. It is very strange, may Allah protect us. Many of our youth are not complying with the rules of halal earning. It is not enough that we pray salah and that we have topi and beard. That is not enough. That is there, that is required, but along with that, a very important part of our life is to have halal earning. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Indeed, Allah is pure. Allah does not accept anything which is not pure. Our ibadah through haram, how is it going to be acceptable? If our job is not halal, if our business is not halal, people worry about, you know, certain things, but they miss so many things. And the reason for that is the habit of spending money. If you know how to manage yourself, then a small amount of money can be sufficient. That's why one of the great characteristics that makes Sahaba and early people distinguished from us is qanaat. Qanaat is that they used to be satisfied with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them. And ulama have mentioned one of the most destructive habits and destructive qualities of a person is hirs. Hirs is to have tamah. Hirs is to have unlimited desire for everything. Unlimited desire. You have a new phone, after 6 months you want to have another new phone. For what? It is same. The phone that you have is still working. Why you want to have a new phone after 6 months? And it is not like you have extra money and you are buying with extra money. You are buying on credit. You are buying new phone on credit. Basically, you are spending money that you don't have. People are borrowing money for things that they do not need. It is not like, God forbid, somebody is in the hospital, right? Treatment has to be done and the hospital is demanding money, and without paying the money, the treatment cannot be done. So I am borrowing money to do the treatment. It is not that. It is that we are spending money for things that we don't need. We are spending money for things that we don't require. And because of that, we are going into debt. Because of that, we are not careful about, you know, halal and haram when it comes to doing our work, doing our, you know, business. My brothers, it is very important that we teach our children that money that is earned after hard halal work, it is appreciated by Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran about Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam, wa alanna lahu al-hadid. Dawud alayhi salam, he was a king. Sayyidina Dawud, he was a king, you know, he has everything. But he used to make armor. He used to make the dress which is used in a battlefield with his own hand. He used to work with his own hand to make armor. Why? Because working with hand is appreciated by Allah Azza wa Jal. How many of our children can work with their hand? When I say children, I don't mean like somebody who is 7, 10 years old. No. Those who are 14, 15, they're almost adult now. Because in Islam, they become adult when they are 14, 15. When they are 14, 15, they are supposed to be earning their own money. when our children are 14, 15, they are supposed to earn their own money. They are supposed to have their own financial stability. When they are 14, 15, they are supposed to earn sufficient money so that they can get ready for their future life. They can ready to get married. What is happening with our societies? Our youth are becoming 25, 30, and they are not independent. They're not financially stable. They don't have any financial understanding. This is part of our deen. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, subhanallah, look, I will just say this, inshallah, I will conclude because it's time for adhan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq. Allah mentioned about yatim, about the mal, that you don't give them money until they are grown up, so that they don't waste their money. And Rasulullah has mentioned that if somebody becomes responsible for an orphan, and that orphan inherits money from his father, then he should do business in that money, so that the money of an orphan can grow. Subhanallah, in the Quran, in the Sunnah, we have, responsibility for the children, so that the children, they can be ready. May Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. So inshallah, who is going to talk about the work of Sharia Board and HMS to one person until next month? Inshallah. And who can talk about Madrasa and Islamic school? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jumaa ka din hai, dua ka waqt hai. Dua kar lein. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها وأنت مولاها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والهدى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولآبائنا وأمهاتنا ومشايخنا وجميع المسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.